We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
The trying of your faith does not perfect it, it works patience. And he said, count it all joy knowing this. If you don't know that, then you won't count it joy when you fall into different trials and tests. You'll notice here that James goes on to say this, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. In other words, if you want to know why you're in that situation and in that problem or in that trial or test, then ask God about it. Because he says he'll tell you. He'll reveal it to you. Now come on over to the 12th verse there. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Now, see, if there wasn't any chance of us missing it there, he wouldn't have said, don't miss it. See, there's one of those points where you can take it this way or you can take it that way. You can take it on the positive side and the negative side. And he said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And I believe the Greek, where they get that phrase there, it's the word that we get our word mutation from, not even a gradual turning from that which is good and perfect. In other words, don't miss it, he said. Don't get into error over this, that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father. In other words, he never turns from that which is good and perfect. Now, you've heard it, and I've heard it too. I don't guess you hear it so much today as you did several, 10, 12 years ago, but you still hear it. Well, you know, God gave me this cancer. It is just God working some mysterious thing. Well, now, if God gave it, it must be a good gift. And if it's a good gift, let's pray that he'll give you three of them. So you'll really be blessed. You ought to pray that everybody would have one. If it's a blessing from God. But now you see, that stems from the fact that people don't understand what the Word of God says. Sickness and disease is of the devil. It started with sin. Sin came by man, and there was no disease or sickness in the earth until Satan came and got Adam to sin. There'll be none when the devil leaves this planet and is put away, there'll be no sickness then. That ought to tell us something. Now, you know, it don't take a fellow with a very much smart up here to figure out if it came when the devil showed up and it leaves when he leaves, he must have had something to do with it. Then, bless their darling hearts, you find some folks that say, well, you know, God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. And they talk about their sickness or disease like it was a gift from heaven. Have you ever read over there in Revelation where it talks about heaven? There's no sickness there. Sickness couldn't come from heaven. There's none up there. Poverty couldn't come from heaven. There's none up there. None of these things that are bringing death, destroying, and killing could come from heaven. There's not any there. Now, see, that's what I mean when we say we ought to develop the attitude that God has toward these things. If you'll just study the ministry of Jesus, the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Amplified says, loose and dissolve and undo the works the devil had done. Now, just study the ministry of Jesus and see what he did when he was here. He'd find a sick man, he'd heal him. He'd signed a leper, he'd cleanse him. Found a couple of three dead men and he raised them from the dead. Now, certainly, God's not going to raise everybody from the dead, and I don't think we can say that that's the will of God, that all the dead be raised that die from sickness or different things. But the point I want you to see is that Jesus destroyed the work of the devil in his ministry. And that was healing the sick, casting out demons, and destroying the things that some people call a blessing from God. Now, there's sometimes that people say, well, I know that God didn't do it, really. I really didn't mean that God put it on me, but God allowed it. Well, now, what do we mean when we say God allowed it? Well, you know, God could have stopped it, but he didn't. Well, now, to understand that, you're going to have to go back to Genesis. Now, get a hold of this. Genesis, God told Adam, don't you eat of the tree of the knowledge of blessing and calamity. And the day you eat thereof, you'll surely die. Now, was it God's will for Adam to sin and disobey him? Couldn't have been, because God said, don't do it. But Adam did sin, didn't he? And Eve sinned. Well, somebody said, well, yeah, God allowed it. Oh, no, God didn't allow it. God did everything he could do under the agreement that he had with Adam to stop him from doing it when he said, don't do it. See, we passed laws. There's laws in this land that says you drive 55 miles an hour, are you subject to a fine? Well, what if somebody goes out there and said, boy, look at that truck going 70 miles an hour. They go down there and to the courthouse and tells the judge, you allowed that guy to drive 70 miles an hour. No, the judge didn't have a thing to do with it. There's a law out there. He broke the law. Now, can you see the difference in attitude? When you get the attitude of God concerning it, God had a covenant with Adam. And the covenant was, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. And boy, it's good news to know that you have dominion over creeps. I mean, today. Well, ask yourself, was a serpent creeping on the earth? Then Adam had dominion over him. And besides that, I'll go you one further. Was Eve moving on the earth? Now, I see you ladies have been put down all these years, like somebody said. I believe John Osteen said, where would we be without women? He said, in the Garden of Eden. But now, I see, John Osteen said that. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you what John Osteen said. No, that's really not true. Adam sinned first, not Eve. I just thought you ladies would be glad to know that. God said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the cattle, over everything that creepeth on the earth. Adam had dominion over everything in the earth. Satan came there, barred the body of a serpent, told Eve a lie, and Adam was standing right there with her. He wasn't out naming bugs or picking fruit, you know, when she got in trouble. The Bible says, she did eat and gave to her husband with her. Now, he had dominion to say, Satan, in the name of Almighty God, I command you, depart this planet now. And it would have been just as quick as you could have snapped your finger, Satan would have been banished from this planet Earth forever. He had authority to cast him out. But he didn't do it. He did not exercise his dominion. If he'd have said, hold it, Satan, you're lying. God didn't say that we couldn't touch it. He said we couldn't eat it. And if he'd have started in on the devil, don't you know that Eve would have got her broom and beat that snake to a pulp? Yeah, that is right. But Adam disobeyed God. He did not take dominion. Are you listening to me? So you see, God did not allow Adam to sin. He did everything under that covenant that he could to stop him from sinning when he said, don't do it. That's as far as God could go. It was not God's responsibility. Now let me show you quickly. If you as a businessman, you had two businesses, one here in Riverside and one in Los Angeles, and you gave a man a job of overseeing the Los Angeles business, said, now you have authority to make the decisions. Don't you call me every time there's something to do. You make the decision, I'll call you and see what you did about it. And then if he goes out there and makes a dumb decision, costs you thousands of dollars, whose responsibility was it? Did you allow him to do it? No, you really didn't have a thing to do with it. You gave him the responsibility of making that decision. Now, you couldn't prosecute him for it because you gave him the authority to make the decision. Now, here's the thing I want you to see. Adam had the right to make the decision he made even though it was wrong, because God gave him the right to make the choice. Can you see that? Now, it makes a difference when you understand God's attitude toward these things. Somebody said, well, you know, I had this bad financial problem, and I know it was God just trying to teach me something. Do you ever think it might be the devil stealing, killing, and destroying? Show me in the Scripture where it says that God steals your finances. You know, Jesus 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. You thought it's Luke 6:38, but it's Jesus 6:38. That's what he said. It didn't say, give, and I'll come steal from you, and take your finances, and make you poor. No, you won't find that in the Bible. But did you know many people believe that? So we can learn a great lesson out of that. Can you see that?
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, we're going to be talking about all this week, kicking over sacred cows. We're offering the book. It's a 132-page paperback entitled Kicking Over Sacred Cows for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. Now, the price of this book, it's worth it just to have the chapter on the chastening of the Lord, because some of you have been held in bondage by sacred cow scriptures. You said, well, you know, the Lord chastens us. Well, let's read it in chapter 12 of Hebrews. It says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which was spoken to you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, scourges every son he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all ye are partakers, then are ye illegitimate children and not sons. Now notice, he only chastens his sons. Now, if sickness and disease was the chastening of the Lord, then sinners would never be sick, because God does not chasten those that are not his children. But you see, it's not through sickness and disease. He chastens us with his word. Now notice what he said. You have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. Well, how do you chasten a child? With words. You don't put a child's hand on a hot stove and burn a big blister on it and say, now that's because I love you. I'm showing you that I love you and I'm chastening you, keeping you from getting in trouble. No, no. They'll put you in jail for that. That's called child abuse. God chastens us with his word, not with sickness and disease, and you need to be set free from that idea. That's offer number 7512, 132-page paperback entitled Kicking Over Sacred Cows for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.